We love hip hop.
All right. Let's get this shit popping here. We over here back at Utopia Record Studio. And what I like about this too is like, you know, some people who are familiar with the studio and stuff like that. I heard y'all cooking up, man. You know, making some bangers over there. So I can't wait to hear what that sounds like in the end. But let's get it started with something that's already complete and finished. You know what I'm saying? To get this popping. I'm gonna walk on the moon for a second.
Taylor about the fucking flex. So big tracks though.
It's about to go down.
We love hip hop. We love hip hop.
This busy make a nigga through the moonwalk. Two shots,
leave a nigga leak it like Tupac.
Spinning in the stole and got two drops,
two Glocks hanging out the window, hit two ops.
I can lead you little niggas how to shoot shots.
Leave
a nigga singing like doo-wop. We don't fuck with law, we don't do cops. Crew got feds want to get cause we too hot. Send that op nigga right, he a bitch. And that op nigga thought he a snitch. I'm still smoking your bro in my split. If I see you out on my set, I won't miss. Face shots, all those, give him a kiss. Walk up on him and put one in his lip. Then it's a promise, it ain't just a diss. I'ma put this pussy up in a ditch.
Okay. Let's get it popping, man.
Yeah.
We back at it. Another interview for your head top. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread over here at Utopia Studios. Before I get into it, I want to give a big salute to the sponsors. Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club. That's the sign that you see right there. They got delivery all over the GTA. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Diamond Club_Canada. They got delivery all over the GTA and across Canada. Flour, pens, edibles, shatter, all types of good stuff. So once again, Diamond Club_Canada. And if you need that blem, hit up Steaming Hot Grabber. Okay, they got that red rose grabber, they got that red herring grabber, even peanut butter grabber, all types of flavors. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabber. Use the code We Love Hip Hop and receive a discount on any order. But I'm happy to get these conversations going on with young up and coming artists in this city. I feel like when I do one of these interviews, I get to catch people early before y'all get too big and busy and blown up to, you know, come back and check on the old man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm trying to get in early right now, but this man's been doing his thing for a while here. I would say maybe over the last 5 years or so.
Yeah. But
right. So. Representing the East Side,
come
but
on.
With no further ado, we got Push Keys in the motherfucking building.
Come on. Let me know the fault we're rocking, nigga.
So, okay, before we even get into this, I want you to introduce y'all introduce yourselves also.
Who's
in attendance?
For sure,
So let's start with you right here, brother. Right here.
Come on. You already know. It's Dizdog.
Dizdog.
Yeah, you know, it's the real J-Sav. You can call me J-Sav, but you know, hard to say, you know, J-Sav, yeah.
The real J-Sav. Yeah. J-Sav in the building. Okay, so let's get into it. All right. What are y'all currently working on? What are you currently working on, Push Keys?
So we have a couple projects in the cut. Mm-hmm. We've been working on some videos, you know, and I don't want to leak too much, you know, but I have a big project on the way. It's due time for a big project. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. And so far for 2023, best thing that you feel has happened to you this year?
Fuck. Eastbound. You know what I'm saying? Eastbound.
That was a
long
big
live
tune.
The bros, you know?
Yeah, long live
that was
BQ.
A big tune, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, I just came home like April, you know? I did 2 years. I came out. We went to the stew. We made that track, Brucey, and it was, you know, it was all gas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So being this the first time that I'm having a chance to sit down and have a conversation with you, I want to go back a little bit, go through the history and bring us to where we are today. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, were you born here in Toronto?
Yeah, I was born in Toronto still.
So
I lived in Scarborough my whole life.
Your whole life, Scarborough.
Yeah.
Okay, so now from my research, I know Scarborough is not just Scarborough. There's parts of Scarborough. So what part of Scarborough did you start in or grow up in?
Like McCowan and Eglinton.
Mm.
You know, like close to like Bellside, you know?
Okay. And what was life like, you know, growing up in them ends?
it was good still. It was just me and my older bro.
Mm-hmm.
My mom did everything for us, you know? Couldn't complain still.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And like high school life, what was that like? Were you one of the guys in school, the bad boys or the smart kid?
Yeah, I was always in trouble still. I'm not going to lie, you know? Just selling my 1-2 weed, getting caught in the hallway, selling weed, bear shit, fights, you know?
Yeah,
the normal.
Yeah. So, you know, growing up in that area, growing up in Scarborough, I know a lot of, there's a lot of different things that can distract us off our path, right?
Yeah.
You know, even you mentioned you just came home, right? What do you think, what was the reason that maybe made you, and I'll bring this question around the room if anybody can relate as well. What made you jump off the porch? Not when, but what made you?
We love hip hop.
Listen to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer!
Fuck it. There's nothing really that makes you jump off the porch, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You either do or you don't. It's the life. It's the life that you're born into, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like the surroundings and stuff like that.
Yeah, the neighborhood, the surroundings, the people you're around, mm-hmm, the people mm-hmm. you keep around you.
Yeah, yeah. And what about you guys? You guys, let's even start from the beginning. Like, y'all all from Scarborough as well?
Yeah, yeah. We're all from Scarborough still.
Yeah. Okay.
I grew up in the ends, like, our whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what was that like? Like, what was the life like for y'all growing up in the ends?
It's like pretty much the same thing. Like, you know, I knew you guys like same time. Like, I grew up there. So we're like around all the time. But like, I wasn't like there most of the time. But like later on, I just clicked up with the man.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like, it's blessed. Like, you know, and you know, you grow up, you know, as you're you, you know, it's blessed in the hood, you know, you run around, you know, you do your own tools, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody
as
does
you get older,
tools,
you know,
yeah.
You really see how life is, you know.
You know, everything, you know.
Yeah.
Everything transpires and you know, you see how life is, you know, how life gets and shit, you know.
So you guys are all hanging out from a young age. Were y'all already into music or did music come later on, like more recently?
Yeah, bro's been rapping like RPSK, he's been rapping since young.
Yeah, like 2015, mm-hmm. 2014. I went to the studio. I dropped a track on, you know, Nicki Minaj's By Your Heart.
Yes.
It's like a rap type beat. I dropped that on my SoundCloud. And SK came to me and he's like, yo, broski, I have a track. I'm trying to drop it on your SoundCloud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I dropped it on there and he ran up the views, you know?
Yeah.
So then a man in the hood came to us and he's like, yo, I'll shoot a video for you for free, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So man and I were like, fuck, let's try a thing, you know? He shot a video and it went up, you know?
Yeah.
It went up still. And then after that, man, I'm kind of took a break to like, this music shit's expensive, you know?
It is.
So man and I were like, we can't just drop and then leave the fans waiting, you know? We have to reevaluate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So is that between bussing? Because I see on your YouTube channel, Bustin' was your first video that you dropped. But then there was a 2-year gap of time in between the next video.
Yeah. So basically, after SK dropped Trappin', mm-hmm. like a year later, I dropped my first video. I shot that on my 19th birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We shot that video. The cameraman took like 7 months to send a video.
What? Fam.
Yeah, like 7 months. Well, lie. It's crazy, fam. And then he told me, he's like, yo, I'll shoot you a free video because mm-hmm. I took so long. I'm like, nah, it's not even that. Just be honest with me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Shot a free video, broski. I didn't even get that. You know what I'm saying?
So wait a minute. The second video that he shot for you, you guys never got the video back?
I never got the vid, broski. To this day,
damn.
I still never got the vid. I'm not trying to name any names. You know what I'm saying? That person knows who he is, boy.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Broski.
I don't want to leave that yet. Yeah, is it a popping video director in the city? Like somebody that does a lot of videos for other people? I'm not saying that out the person.
Not anymore, you know?
Okay.
Not anymore. He used to do his thing, though. He used to do his thing, you know what I'm saying?
You say grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So what was the reason for the 2-year hiatus?
So basically, after I waited for like 3 months for that video, I got knocked. You know what I'm saying? I was on housey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fucking my shirty wasn't able to bring me out during COVID time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, fuck, you know what I'm saying? COVID happened. And then when I finally got off Hosey, I shot my next vid. That was Judo. Mm-hmm. I dropped that on 6 Buzz, and that was like the 2 year break, you know? And then I came back and I was trying to be consistent. After that, I dropped Moonwalk. Mm-hmm. Then I dropped Demons. Then I dropped East Side. I dropped a video with Young Pro, and then I got knocked again, and I just came home from that bit.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So I've asked this question to other artists, even when it comes to like getting knocked and stuff like that. What is it like having to like come back? Like, what's the thought process of restarting when you come home? Because it's like a restart every time you come home. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, broski, it depends. It depends on how you do your time in there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're doing good time, you're on the phone, you're not missing all, you're updated. It's not like you miss too much.
Yeah.
Say you don't have phone time, you don't have bread for phone. Those people, they get institutionalized, you know? They get used to their routine. They come out, they don't really know what to do. But
yeah,
the whole time I'm in there, I'm not preying, like, when am I going to get out? I'm preying what I'm going to do when I get out. You know what I'm saying? I'm planning. I'm riding in there every day. You know what I'm saying? I came out, I went straight to the stool. I think I took like 2 weeks for myself to, you know, enjoy life, and bomb right to the stool.
Right back at it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We made that track. We made Eastbound. Bomb. Dropped that right away.
Yeah.
Right away.
So even like with being inside, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a 2-part question. What's one of the worst parts about being in there? But what's one thing that it could teach you?
I'll say the worst part is you don't get to see your loved ones, you know? You have to see them through a glass or a screen.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, there's nothing that could, you know, amount to that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, what you could learn is, like, when you're in there, you see what it does to your people on the outside. You can't help them. You can't provide for them. You can't do nothing. You're stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find a way to make, like, a legal bag. You can't be out there risking your freedom. Even though it's for a good cause, like you're trying to provide for your family, you have to do it the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Because in the end of the day, it's still going to hurt the family when you're gone.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see even one of your music videos, you have a child.
No, that's my baby sister. Actually.
Oh, yeah, that's my baby sister, so. I was trying to do my little research one, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hear that.
So now you dropped a bunch of tunes. You're starting to get some traction again. You know what I'm saying? And you have that tune, East Side.
Yeah.
Originally, when you dropped it, was you by yourself, no?
It's two different tracks, but the names are just similar still.
Okay, so yeah. The one that you have with R.I.P. DQ, right? That's a different tune then.
Yeah, I came out, Broski did his verse, sent me the beat, I went to the stool, did my verse, and then we shot a vid like maybe a couple of weeks later.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're two completely different tracks, but like he had the track with SK called Rebound.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to think of like a name for it. At first we were thinking like another basketball term, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end we ended up coming up with Eastbound, and we're like, yeah, that's hard. So Rebound, Eastbound.
Yeah.
It's a collab thing, you know?
And you know, once again, RIP Dope Boy DQ. Were y'all close? Like, or was he?
Yeah, that was my dog. You know what I'm saying? We all grew up together. Like, I'm older than both of my bros right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm older than Broski too. You know what I'm saying? So I was doing my own thing. I wasn't really around them like that. But those are my brothers same way, you know?
Yeah.
We're all brothers the same way. We love each other the same way, you know?
Yeah. Did you guys have some more collabos, like tucked away before he passed away?
We have one, two in the vault. So,
okay.
Life's busy, you know?
Yeah, man. No, RIP to Dope Boy DQ, man. That's a big loss in the scene over here, bro.
Yeah.
Even like staying on that, and this is something that I'll want to ask to all of you guys. Actually, before I get to broadening our conversation here, you know, we're over here, Utopia Record Studio, right? What's the recording process like? Right? Like, what do you go through, like, when it comes to, like, even putting a song together? The beat process, like, how do you select your beats?
So, honestly, I go to a lot of studios, you know, but when I come work with B3, fucking most of the time, he'll put on a beat or make the beat, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then,
from scratch, then?
Yeah, from scratch. So okay. He'll get a little loop, he'll start making the beat, and I'll write while he's making the beat. So, by the time he's done making the beat, like, I have a track ready to go, you know? I go in, probably one take it, two take it, and he mixes it, he does his thing, you know? If I go to another studio, though, more times I'll go prepared with like a YouTube beat, you know?
Yeah.
I'll write it at home, go there, or like I'll do punch-ins, freestyles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I started doing that. Before I went to the bin, I wasn't doing freestyles. I'd only write, you know? Because yeah. I want my music to make sense. I don't want it to be like all over the place.
Mm-hmm. So you're starting to freestyle a little bit, or punch-in, we'll call it, right?
Yeah.
But I like the writing, fam. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a fan of writing as a retired rapper. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's the old head factor. Like I'm not talking about writing on paper, obviously. I'm talking about in the phone. But I think that there's still value in like putting together the rhyme, knowing exactly what you want to say and stuff like that. So the majority of the songs that I'm hearing, those are written down ahead of time.
Yeah, most of them still.
Yeah.
I don't come to the studio to waste time. The studio costs money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I come here prepared.
Yeah. And what about you gentlemen here? Like, what's your writing process like? Let's start with you in the middle here, and then we'll move to the side.
To be honest, all the tracks that I have out, they're all freestyles.
Okay.
But I came to Stu like keys 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I freestyled one track, and then the next track I had written down, I just slapped it out in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So like when I come with written tracks, it's a quick thing. But when I freestyle, it takes like, you know, one, two longer, but it comes out still.
And what about the building of the catalog right now? Like how many, cause I'm not familiar with you guys yet, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to do as much research. Like how many songs do you have released right now?
I have a couple of songs like on DQ's album, like I'm featured on like both his tapes. And then I have a 1-2 singles that I dropped with me and him.
Okay.
But right now I'm stacking on music. To be honest, if everything didn't happen, I would have been pushing all my stuff right now. DQ would have took a little break to like stack on more music.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have been pushing like all the momentum. Like, he would have been pushing me. We would have been pushing keys. But I'm just taking a little time to focus on my mind. But about to slap up bare music, bare tapes.
Good
job, bare vids.
Good.
Yeah.
What was the question again, Friday?
Like, we just, you know, the studio process. Like, are you also freestyling or not freestyling, but punching in? Or are you writing down ahead of time? And like I've heard the name J-Sab before.
Yeah.
Right. So you got music, a lot of music out there.
Yeah, you can say that. So yeah.
Or a good amount.
Yeah, a good amount. Yeah. At first, when I first started rapping, actually Broski Keys brought me to the studio for my first time.
Keys is the connection here.
So he brought me to the studio for my first time. I made my first track with Keys.
Mm.
I wrote that down. Ever since then, like, you know, all the tracks that I have from like a year ago, 2 years ago, those are all written down. But I also went to jail too, like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I went to jail a year and a half ago. And after I came out, you know, everything was different, you know, like how these guys were rapping. It was different than when I was, you know, before I got knocked, you know?
Yeah.
So I see them, you know, going in the stew and just punching in. So like I just started punching in, and like every track that I have now, all my new tracks, they're all like punch-ins. Like all I didn't punch-in. Even like write it down. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And just to broaden the conversation, like I was saying before, right? And this is for all of you guys, right? Do you think that being a rapper is a dangerous job, and why?
Big Sluta Steven Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Gia.
Fucking.
If so.
It's not really dangerous. It's what you do around your rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, once again, RIP to the brother DQ. And there's so many other rappers who have passed in the city, in the States. It's like, it's almost like, fam, like you got to get some kind of health insurance to be a rapper or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Not really though. If you really take it in, like people die every day from different causes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like policemen, they risk their life. Fucking fire people, they risk their life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just putting your face out there, I guess people have hate for you, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean being a rapper is a dangerous job, right?
Yeah.
You also got to know what you're doing, you know? Like, RP to the bros, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People just hate for no reason and like, you know, trying to chase clout or like, get a name and crash out.
Yeah. Even like with getting recognized and stuff like that. I noticed, like, with myself, as the podcast has started growing over the years, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to buy a pack of Backwoods or something, or I'm at the Timmy's, and it's like, Ali, that's yeah. you?
Yeah.
I'm still kind of bummy about it. Even though I'm like 7 years in, I'm still like, I'm cool. Like, I don't fucking run away or anything like that, or, you know, start looking like I'm going to smack somebody in the side of the head or anything. But I still get a little bummy. What about you guys? How do you guys deal with, you know, when you recognize, like, a fan recognizes you from the music video or whatever?
Fuck, it gets like that. They say they see me, the little kids, they see me, they're like, yo, you're Pushkeez. I know that track, Eastbound. I know that track, Revenge. You know, they go crazy, you know?
Yeah.
To be honest, like, people who know me, like, they know me. So, like, I don't really get bummy. So, I know who, like, supports me. But, like, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, even people know me, like, even people who want to hire me, like, they know me. Like, I don't show my face, so random people don't just approach me. Like, you know, just stay to myself, you know?
Yeah.
Because music's, like, entertainment purposes only. So, like, I'm just doing this for entertainment.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, you don't, you know, you're out there eating, having dinner with your girl or something, and all of a sudden, like, yo! Because it's one thing to be, like, the local youth or whatever. But I'm talking about, like, I get guys with all gold grills. I got niggas with jail slippers still on coming up to me. Like,
well, it depends on how they approach you, right?
Yeah,
that too.
It depends on how they approach you.
Yeah. Like, no, big time. Yeah.
Nah, but I be kick up in the restaurants, all that. Yeah. I be kick up.
Yeah, you just gotta know, like, you know where you're going in.
Yeah, you know the spot.
The street location.
You go to the spot. Yeah, you go to the spot.
Yeah, you gotta be selective. And you know, rap as a career, right?
Yeah.
What do you want specifically from rap as a career? Like, is it like using it as the catapult to other things, or like how Drizzy just taking it to the end, just being a rapper all the way to the top of the totem pole, fam?
Fuck, honestly, fam, since young, I always like making music, you know, or listening to music and shit like that. So I'll do it forever. Even if I don't blow up, like, I always make music. It's something I love to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not for the views. It's not for the money. You know what I'm saying? The money helps. Fuck. Take my family out. Take my friends out. You know, put them on too. Other than that, like, it's just something I love to do, right? Growing up, people would tell me, like, yo, that's actually good. You know, I never used to have the confidence. But once you start hearing everybody say it's good, like, you have to do something with it, right?
No, that's real talk right there, fam. I like that answer there, because a lot of people are just looking for the quick check. What about y'all? Like, what do you want from rap as a career?
To be honest, I just want them to, like, you know, hear, like, you know, my story, you know? I want them to hear, like, you know, what, like, you know, what I actually go through, and, like, you know, If the money comes with it, like Brosi said, you know, the money's the least, but if the money comes with it, then, you know, it's a little add on. But, you know, I just wanted to hear my story, our story, because, you know, we're all going through it. And, you know, yeah, so to be honest, I like doing music. People always tell me, you know, keep going, you know, I always tell myself, keep going. So, like, you know, that's just what I'm going to do. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
To be honest, since young, just, like, you know, watching bro, like, you know, just do music, like, you know, he used to be a DJ and all that, so he's been loving music from young. He can make his own, like, beats, mix all of that, so just watching him love something, and, like, me and him were just pushing a dream, so watching him and SK cook in the stew and all of us make bangers, like, you know, just gotta finish what they started.
Who else is gonna do it, right? That's us.
No, man, I fuck with it, man. Yeah, man. I just wanted to get, like, a quick introduction. You know what I'm saying? See what's going on, because I see that everybody's right now, like I said in the beginning of their careers. You know what I'm saying? I want to catch y'all early before, you know, y'all start moving around. You're on the red carpets everywhere and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Not answering my DMs no more and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's perfect timing, because I'm not going to lie. 2024, it's up.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, what's the plans now? Like, what's next? What do you guys got coming up, and what's in the vault?
I'm dropping a video on January 1st, 5 p.m. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
5 p.m. January 1st.
Okay. Demand them.
I have a visual dropping. I don't know when, but they have to stay tuned for that, because when that drops, it's gonna fuck up the streets. I'll tell you that.
1,000%.
Yeah, and I have my own video coming out too. Still, so my first solo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was gonna be before I preview my tape for the bros.
Yeah.
So like, you know, and then like after that tape, I'm already have a next tape rating, bro. I'm gonna have bare visual stacked up.
Yeah.
So I'm actually just gonna be working all 2024.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Looking forward to it, man. We got Push Keys in the building. Listen, man, I really enjoyed this conversation here. Like I said, a good chance to get acquainted with everything that y'all got going on. One thing before I get out of here, I want to give a big salute to my sponsors once again. You know what I'm saying? Big salute to my sponsors, Diamond Club. Okay. They got delivery all over the GTA and across Canada. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, and Steamin' Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba. Yo, I'm going to take us out here with Revenge.
That's a big one. So RIP my homie SK, you know what I'm saying?
Let's get it. RIP SK. One thing. Oh. These tunes, bro? Holy.
We love hip-hop.
SK Gag for life.
Yo, I lost my brother, couldn't do shit, I was locked up in the box. Now I'm back on road, my hardcore, but my city getting hot. I'm locked and loaded when I'm rolling on the road, I got my knocks. Need revenge, we're spinning bend until we catch a Monday block. SK gang, I live my brother free, the ops and fuck the jigs. They say keys, you'll never make it out, but I got what it takes. Yeah, I've been spinning like roulette, but now it's time to up the stakes. Niggas talking on my broski, I'm gon' send them to the kids. Can't trust bitches, they be slimy nowadays, these bitches fake. Careful with
We love hip-hop.